We've had two different bills moving through the process this session. This one is a little bit more narrowly focused on just the issue of right to repair. I think finally we're to a point in the legislature where we've actually been able to take action on it, which would basically be looked at from the standpoint when we've talked to farmers, giving them the ability to use alternative options to be able to have repairs. We get asked a lot of questions. What are you doing for agriculture? This is something that continues to come up about with high parts prices, high maintenance prices, and all the things and repair prices across the state, that giving some flexibility to farmers to be able to decide how they best think to repair their equipment or who they want to work with in doing that.